How does your garden grow? Mine with weeds. They do better than cultivars. I've become irritably fond of them. My small vegetable garden doesn't get put in until the wild daisy's profuse blooming is over. Once planted, my tomatoes must jostle Queen Anne's lace for space. My neighbors mock me. Seeing me work in the garden, one laughingly called out, "Don't pull that! It's a weed!" But I draw the line at invasives. One whose name I've never known resembles ornamental grasses with feathery fronds and reproduces like rabbits. Here's one, there a dozen. It's hard shoveling to get them out. Their roots are shallow, but complexly intertwined, a dense mat under the long green shoots, which, I have to admit, are graceful. Extricating one of them from the earth, I noticed a strange formation among the thick, string-like roots. Joined with them was a small shape which looked just like the roots on my wisdom tooth. The same size, oblong, white, curved to a point. These white shapes had a tiny but palpable movement, as if breathing. Disengaging this piece from its tangled surround, I brought it back into the house, oddly thinking I needed to show respect to it. But I felt a visceral kinship with it. After all, we both have roots. We share the soil from which it came, to which I eventually will return.